This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Could you imagine a world without Joy 94.9?
Oh, I don't want a world to exist without Joy.
Would look pretty dismal. It would sound pretty dismal.
I think that it would be a deafening silence.
What would a world be like without Joy? I would say that, you know, we'd probably be in a situation where you're risking the need to, you know, try and tackle mainstream media only, and to, you know, be accustomed and, you know, comfortable with the bare minimum of, like, you know, here's a bit of content every now and again.
Oh, Dolly Diamond, thank you for joining us today on Mad Wednesday. It's wonderful to have you here.
Well, what a joy it is. You know, it always is with you, my darling.
Oh, bless you. Now, you have not slowed down while in isolation. You've got a very exciting thing that you've been working on for this week. Oh,
I know. Well, obviously, it's a difficult time for everybody, and it is weird. I mean, when I'm not leaving to go out and work, it's all where you live, isn't it, which we've all had to get used to. And now I got a wonderful phone call from Ro Allen, our Gender Diversity Commissioner, asking if I would put together a little TV show which would stream live. And this is what we've come up with, Kerry and Dolly, with my good mate Kerry Stanley. And yes, it all begins tomorrow night, isn't it?
Yes, it's very exciting. So this is like a whole variety hour type of show, yeah?
It is. I mean, you know, that's the world that I live in, really. You know, I like bringing in the bells and the whistles. But I know you know all about it because you're in it.
Yes, well, that's true.
You know, there was no way I was doing this without you in it. You are, you know, as everybody knows, the community, you know everything about it. You are an integral part of it. And so we're naming you Community Darling, and we'll be going to you each and every week to get your lowdown on a particular subject or a group or something that you're passionate about. And I know you could do that for months and months.
Oh, I could. I mean, the list, when you came to me, Dolly, and said, oh, let's do it, the list just was huge. I couldn't, there were so many thoughts and ideas that I had, because there's so much going on in our communities, even in isolation. And this is what I think is really exciting about Kerry and Dolly's house party. First, that you gave Kerry top billing. I mean, I was shocked.
I know. Well, we workshopped it and it sounded better, to be honest. And at the end of the day, I can't believe I'm saying this. I hope this isn't going to be archived, but it's not about me. You know, I really, those words, they burn my tongue.
It's a joy first hearing you say that, Dolly.
You know, it is about doing something that, you know, is beneficial to the community. And I know that it's obviously got to be beneficial to me, otherwise why would I do it? But it isn't all about me. We've got your on. We've got the wonderful Sexy Galaxy each and every week. We'll be inviting Mama Alto to be on.
Wonderful.
I love Mama. Wonderful new position at Midsummer, by the way.
I know, it's fantastic.
I think that's an absolute boon for Midsummer.
So
Festival.
True.
And that's going to be wonderful. Also for the trans community. I mean, nobody shouts as loud as Mama, and I love that.
But with the softest voice, shouts so loudly, the softest,
well,
most well-spoken voice.
Like an angel. She's hook angel most of the time. That one, she's always, but she's, oh, I love it, though. You know, that's my sort of person. And each and every week we have experts on. I mean, I know that we've been talking about the wonderful Joe Paul coming on from Switchboard. We're obviously having Ro Allen on. And many, many others. You know, that's what it's about. It's just keeping the finger on the pulse of the community.
It's also really exciting because this launches Joy TV, which is a great new initiative by Joy, which is taking not just being on the radio, but actually transitioning into multimedia, which is a pretty exciting show to start with. Because, like you said, Kerry and Dolly's house party does have everything.
Well, I mean, I'm not my area. I'm not very technical at all, and But yes, we'd got the whisper that Joy, we're looking to do Joy TV. We thought it'd be a great combination. This obviously is funded by the Andrews government, the Victorian government, and it is great for Joy, obviously great for us. We're bringing in, you know, as many people in this as we possibly can. We've been given a grant. It's about sharing that money around. It's exactly what it was meant for. So that we, you know, we all try to get a currency, as they say, isn't it? It's we've got lovely performers coming on. Our opening show, he's got Rachel Trevorrow down, and I've been a big Rachel Trevorrow down in
wonderful
for many years. Will be on as well. Absolutely gorgeous boy. With a
sorry, who will be on again? Sorry, it just cut out for a moment.
Vincent Hooper. Ooh. Is going to be on, yes. And, you know, it will have performances each and every week. We will be drawing from the LGBTIQ plus community, but we will also be inviting our allies on. This is not a gay show. We salute absolutely everybody. Everybody's doing it tough, and we want everybody involved.
That is so exciting. I can't wait to tune in and have my own little launch party from my couch at home with Kerry and Dolly's house party.
I mean, I finally get on the television, but it's in my own lounge.
Isn't it always the way?
Isn't it? It's always the way, isn't it?
So true. I can't wait to tune in tomorrow, 7:30 on Thursday night. And then keeping on going, you're going to do Thursdays and Tuesdays twice a week.
Yes, and then on in, yes. I think that we talked, I mean, in the beginning, I said, why not five nights a week? And then everybody laughed at me, which I normally don't mind, but this was sort of brutal. But it'll be twice a week, and I think that'll do us. But don't you think,
I agree, Dolly. I can't wait. Well, so we'll all tune in tomorrow night to Kerry and Dolly's house party.
Love you, darling, and I love Joy 94.9.
Dolly, my love, it's Radiothon here at Joy. Why do you think it's important that we have independent media like Joy sharing queer voices around Australia?
Look, I don't think anything's changed over the years. I think, you know, Joy is a voice for the community, and I think that voice must never be silenced. It's got, obviously, when there's things that go on in the media, we know now that every sort of media outlet spins it the way they want to spin it. Well, Joy does exactly the same and is there as a front runner for the LGBTIQ plus community. And we always need that voice.
Could you imagine a world without Joy 94.9, Dolly?
No, and I don't know why we would want that. I mean, you know, for me, it's that it is that voice of the community which speaks to us. We watch so much media. There is so much out there, but this media, Joy, is geared to the community that it represents, and that will always be important. Oh, I'm Dolly Diamond. Make sure you support Joy 94.9 and their Radiothon. You know I will.
So, Kerry, lovely, how are you?
I am so good. Considering, you know, this current climate we're in, I feel like I'm coming from a really nice place because it just forced me to slow down and I've really embraced that. So I'm in a great place and I'm excited.
I know, because launching this week is Kerry and Dolly's house party, the very first show launching on Joy TV.
I know. How exciting is that?
It really is. Now, obviously, I wanted to get an interview with you separately to Dolly because I figured when you'll never get a word in if we've got Dolly on the show as well at the same time. So
thank you for that kind consideration.
Now, this is pretty exciting. You're going to be hosting with Dolly two times a week a variety show that's specifically directed at the LGBTIQA plus communities and allies, just amplifying our voices and sharing our stories. So how did this come about?
Yeah, well, just when kind of the, you know, things were turning down here isolation-wise, we both received a phone call from the fabulous Ro Allen, and they said to us, look, I've got an idea. So they threw it to us, you know, to come up with something creatively so we could support our community in a way that, you know, we could get some money to them, we could get some profiling through this really, you know, uncertain, especially financial times for everybody. Anyway, lo and behold, here we are 6 weeks later. We've been brainstorming. We've been working hard behind the scenes, and we're really thrilled to be able to do exactly that. And it's going to be really lighthearted, lots of fun, just to give a little bit of break for what's currently happening with all of us.
I think it's so exciting. Now, this is the first time you've hosted anything like this in a live stream, isn't it?
Yes, sure is. I've been, you know, put a mic in front of me and I'm pretty confident, but that's more so coming from emceeing and hosting events from a fashion perspective with my background with millinery. So I've done tons of that. But no, this is the first time doing this. And to do it with Dolly, I'm absolutely stoked. Like, I've known Dolly for about 15 years. We've worked together creatively on different projects, but never in this way. I think it'll be really fun.
I think something that's really exciting is we've been able to see you do some great stories for ABC News Breakfast about our communities. You did one at oh my God, where's my brain gone? Hang
Broken
on, got it,
yeah.
Yeah. You did one at Broken Heel, which was wonderful. You also did a great one about Dykes on Bikes, leading the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. So I think it's really great to have someone like you elevating the voices of our community. So I'm really excited to see you go up against Dolly in the hosting in your house party.
Thank you. Like, you know, with regards to, you know, the ABC gigs, I've been working there for 8 years as a hair and makeup artist, and I've just – you know, had a great relationship with the program, and I just knew that they needed some good queer content. So I'm the self-appointed queer correspondent, as I've jokingly called myself. And though, thankfully, you know, they're really, it's an amazing, you know, group to work with. I've pitched stories to them. They've let me run with them and do it my way, which was just coming from a place of curiosity and genuine connectiveness, if that's the right word, to my subject matter. And that's what I'd like to bring to the program.
And that's what I think I'm really excited about. I'm obviously a part of it as well. I'm going to be doing my Community Darling segment.
Community Darling, I love it.
Which is going to be a whole heap of fun. But I think it's also really awesome that you're stepping into this new arena with Dolly by your side on the couch, where you're actually going to be interviewing different people from our communities live and talking with them. Are you excited to kind of have a relaxed conversation but still inform people about things?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's so many really amazing people throughout our diverse community, and tapping into them, especially in these times when everyone's at home. So, you know, it's, you know, their senses are a little bit heightened. They're a little bit, you know, in their own space. So I'm wanting to come from a really personal perspective, but just keep it really open and lighthearted as well. And just so we can all get to know and meet, you know, some really, you know, amazing people.
It must be really exciting as well to be the first show launching on Joy TV.
Yeah, that was really amazing how that came up. You know, the conversation started, and then talking with the lovely Ange Barry, CEO of Joy, saying, "Well, we're actually wanting to launch Joy TV." And went, "What a coincidence!" And you know, to be the first, it's really thrilling. And then when Joy moves into the Pride Centre, we'll be taking the show. You know, we'll hopefully be out of isolation by then, and everything will be ready. We'll be taking the show into the studios there. And then onto the world and live stages.
It is a bit weird to be thinking, oh, once we're out of isolation. But that's one of the reasons why I think this show is fantastic. It came about from realizing we need to create a space to connect to our community and our arts and have a bit of fun and share a lot of stories. And something really wonderful, which is Kerry and Dolly's house party. And good on you for getting top billing, by the way.
Oh, I know. We shot a little promo clip about that. And I'm like, well, Dolly, you know, your name should have gone first, but it does sound better with mine first. But, you know, Dolly is the more famous one, as we all know.
For now. You'll take the lead, Kerry. You'll take the lead. Are you nervous about the first show this Thursday?
Yeah, I am. I think it's, you know, a combination of nerves and excitedness. And I think once we, you know, get through rehearsals and, you know, just find our couch legs with it, you know, I'll be ready to go. Yeah, I'm super excited. But, yeah, look, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't nervous.
Well, more importantly, have you got a fabulous outfit to wear? Because you're sitting opposite Dolly Diamond on that couch. You're going to need to bring it with the looks
Darling,
every week.
I am fabulous. No, well, look, being a milliner, I have a slight advantage. So what I can perhaps like in glamorous outfits, which will still be lovely, I will wear amazing headpieces. And plus my hair is pink. You know, let's
Well, I think I'm going to have to up my game in my Community Darling segment next week and try to come up with something interesting to put on my head for one of the segments, just so I can compete against you in the millinery war.
Oh, no competition, darling. Look, I've got lots of headwear here. I can get something on your noggin. Mind you, I've seen some of the things you put on your head. They're very interesting.
It's so true. Kerry,
you've got a whole wardrobe.
You're not wrong. I'm going to have to spice up the wardrobe each and every week. Kerry, I'm so excited that this has come together. It's been a lot of behind-the-scenes work by both you and Dolly to make this happen. And thank you for putting your heart and effort into it. I'm so excited to tune in at 7:30 this week to Joy TV to Kerry and Dolly's house party. It's going to be wonderful.
And thank you so much. And so thrilled for you to be a part of it too. I mean, you are our community darling. It would, you know, there's no other person.
Oh, I can't wait. Why do you think independent media is so important?
It gives us a voice where we wouldn't normally be heard.
What do you think a world would be like without Joy 94.9?
Well, what without Joy? We all need joy in our lives, so we have to have something that's available to everybody out there in the greater land, especially because it's streaming on live. So joy can go to every household.
Love it. And last but not least, do you remember the first time you listened to Joy and what that was like?
Yeah, I tuned into a late night show. Must have been in my car, and there was a really great dance track on, and I love dance music, and I was sold.
Well, Joy for me matters because it connects the community. We are such a diverse community that is spread far and wide throughout Victoria and across the country, and we come from different backgrounds. And whether we're, you know, immigrants, or whether we were born in Australia, whether we're in the arts or entertainment industry, or whether we work as business professionals, we all represent the diverse community, and we all need to come together. And I think Joy gives us that voice on radio.
Joy is the only hub for stories, news, what's happening politically in our spaces that's truly, you know, accessible to everybody in Australia. And it amplifies everything, it enhances everything, it allows us to have the conversations that we need to have and to broadcast them and podcast them. And I'm grateful for that.
Hi, I'm Matthew Wade, and I'm a volunteer at Joy 94.9. We need to keep Joy on the air because it's so important to LGBTIQ communities, not only around Victoria, but around the whole country. So please donate today or sign up to become a member and keep this vital station on air.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.